This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, Brian Mazurowski here with you on WBEN. Happy Thursday, beautiful sunshine, and some big news to kick off the day. Joining us on the Trocare College Live line to kick off our show today. Hey, Tim, I just talked with you. Tim Clark, Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner. We were just talking yesterday. Mario Lopez is in town. He's shooting movies of himself all over Buffalo. Seems like he's having a good time, if not a little bit chilly. But there was some big news today on the Today Show. It was just announced about 30 minutes ago that the Buffalo Bills will be the central theme of a new Hallmark holiday movie. All right, Tim, what can you tell us?
Well, I'm kind of surprised as everybody else. I was very aware of the Kansas City movie last year. It was the first time the NFL and Hallmark teamed up to do something like that. And then, of course, you know, this announcement this morning is just very welcome news, which is a real tip of the hat to the Bills Mafia and to the Bills players. You know, it's the focus of a worldwide audience, a Christmas audience, is going to be on Buffalo, and that's going to be pretty cool.
I mean, that is cool. I would assume that some of this would be done at the stadium, or is that a bad assumption to make? I mean, what do we know about the filming?
Well, all I know is what they did last year in Kansas City, and they did shoot a little bit at the stadium, and then a lot around Kansas City itself. So, you know, I can only go on that assumption that may be, sort of they'll follow that thing. But, you know, it for all I know, it could be the whole thing at the stadium or nothing at the stadium. It's just, you know, it's just a little unclear yet. I hope to talk to some of the Hallmark folks today. As you know, they're in town. Not with the Mario movie. We've got three movies shooting today, weirdly, but Hallmark is one of them. So I'll be heading over to set in a little while and try to ferret this out.
Well, Mario finally has the beautiful sunshine here.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen locations across not just Western New York, but I'm sure around the country, you know, what other places have to offer too. You can't tell me, Tim, that you've seen many places that would offer the same experience, that you'd be able to get the same feel of a Bills tailgate out of some film studio in L.A.?
No, you're right. And it's, honestly, the Bills Mafia and the Bills organization, I think, you know, it's probably the most famous or iconic city in the NFL. Buffalo is so unique. Every time there's a snowstorm or a little snow falling, in the foreground during a Bills game. I mean, you hear about it all over, you know, from all over the place. So I think that, I think this will be a really cool experience. Even if you don't like Christmas movies, I think you're going to like, you know, watching the Bills as the centerpiece to a television movie, which is pretty cool. Last year, you know, the Kansas City thing, it was like one of the highest rated, if not the highest rated, shows on the Hallmark Network. I mean, all eyes were tuned in. It was like 3 million people. It was crazy.
I mean, that's pretty wild.
Yeah.
You know what they say, there's a million Elvis impersonators in the world, but there's no Bills Elvis impersonator.
Well, there is a Bills Elvis impersonator. He's sitting out there in the stands most of the time.
No Bills Elvis impersonator.
Oh, you're right. In the other cities, of course.
You can't get someone to do Bills Elvis. Anyone can do Elvis.
You're absolutely right.
No one can do Bill's Elvis.
What you were saying. No, in fact, I will say that, I'll have to sit and listen and find out what they want to, who they want in this thing and so forth. I know last year, like, a few of the players were in it. Travis Kelce's mother was in it. The coach was in it. The Today Show host, former President Bush's daughter, Jenna, was in it. So, there's likely, some cameos and that kind of thing. I don't, again, the storyline, I'm sure there's a script. I'm sure it's locked up in the vault at Hallmark, and I have not seen it yet, but I hope to, at some point.
Those top secret Hallmark holiday movie scripts, you can't let anyone know how it's going to go in the end. You've got to keep that under wraps.
You're absolutely right. And, it's funny because I was with some people the other day who are big, sort of holiday movie aficionados. And, it's a real thing. People are tuned into this, very often they're watching this all year long. And then, of course, it ramps up at holiday season. So I don't know. I know they did a premiere in Kansas City last year also. So I don't know if they'll do that, again in Buffalo. But, if they do, we'll be ready for it. And, we'll certainly be ready to assist in any kind of filming activity that, that'll be scheduled, I'm sure, very soon.
That would be pretty cool. It didn't occur to me when you were mentioning those people in the movie last. Travis Kelce, the Kelce's mom, is probably going to try and weasel her way into this movie, too. We got to stop that from happening.
We will. Maybe Josh's mom will take over. But, it's funny because Damar Hamlin announced it on the Today Show this morning, did a great job, and he seemed pretty juiced about it. I wouldn't be surprised, if you don't see him flying through the scenes at some point.
Oh, yeah. There's no way he can be left out of the Hallmark movie with the Buffalo
Bills. I know you're not
a
fan, Brian, of these Christmas movies, especially, all the sappy sort of storylines and so forth. But I bet you're going to watch this one.
I was thinking that. Yeah. You're probably right. Mm-hmm. I mean, if Bill's the, I will probably get baited into this, but it's not made for me. Like, that's anytime someone, I say that and someone's like, oh, come on, really? It's like, well, it's the same reason I'm not, like, I'm not watching the new Snow White movie. It's for kids. Like, I watch stuff that's really targeted toward me. I don't think that's that crazy. If my co-host was here, Tim, he would list every single Hallmark holiday movie for you.
Oh, I know Susan's. You mean Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe was actually on set for a movie a little earlier this year. He and his lovely wife came to see Fred Olen Ray's film, A Christmas Tale, over at the SPCA. And, Gina invited him over, which was great to see Joe there. And, he was riveted to all the action behind the scenes,
Well, it's another great get for Buffalo to bring this, production in here. And can't wait to see what's coming up next. And, Tim, 2 days in a row.
I know.
What does tomorrow have in store? What do you?
Well, tomorrow will be another big announcement, I'm sure. But today, I think we're going to just savor this one because this is really a huge announcement in Hollywood and beyond. My phone has already blown up this morning, but they're talking about this everywhere, like they were talking about Kansas City last year everywhere. So it's exciting. It's it's just this added. Excitement that we'll see this season with the Bills. I predict you will be sitting in your living room, maybe in a Christmas onesie, with your wife and son watching this game or watching this movie and cheering on Damar and whoever else is in the movie.
Tim, don't make me pull out the Christmas onesie.
I know.
Because I got it in the back of the
that's a sight we should all run away from.
Well, that's why it hasn't come out in a while, because I was told never to put it on again, but
you just brought it out.
Blame you. Tim, thanks so much once again.
All right, Brian.
Tim Clark, Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner.